In the 1930s, when they all got together, and the little worms went off into a room, the first thing they voted on was not whether or not who was going to be prime minister. The first vote was this. We will not allow Winston Churchill any place in the cabinet. And everybody said, yeah, let's do that. Why? Because they knew that no matter how far down the table they put him, that his candle power would overwhelm them, and unless they stood together, they were going to be shown for the little corpse that they were. So what happened was, you know, but I'll tell you somebody who knew. Adolf Hitler knew, and Adolf Hitler hated Winston Churchill. Because Winston Churchill said, that sucker's going after Czechoslovakia, sure as the world. I can promise you he's got Czechoslovakia on the south, he's got it on the west, he's going after Czechoslovakia, and if you don't stop him, you didn't stop him in the Rhineland, you didn't stop him in Austria, he's going after Czechoslovakia. And so everybody said, oh, well, Winston's starting to embarrass us here. So they all puffed up their chest and they said, well, Czechoslovakia means war. Go to Czechoslovakia, by golly, that's war. Czechoslovakia means war. They just said that a whole lot. And so... So Hitler said, well, here's where the great Skoda defense works are, where they make all the tanks and Czechs had great heavy industry. I think I'll take all this part right here, which is kind of like taking 90% of the good part. I'll just take this part and I'll bet you they don't have the guts to go to war over that little piece. And so he did it. And so then that was in March, just to make sure. It was on March 17th, 1938, that he goes in there and, so everybody says, well, this means war. This means war. In March, April, they said, this means war. This means war. May, this really means war. This means war. Czechoslovakia, this means war. And then June and July, August, Hitler's getting bored. So he says, I got this great little place down here at Munich up in the mountains. Why don't you all come down and we'll talk? And so he invites them down. And the head of the free world, the prime minister of Britain, gets on the airplane, first time in his life. He flies down from Heston Field, he flies down to Munich to meet with him. And so he's talking with Hitler, and Hitler says to him, he says, Neville Chamberlain, he says, Mr. Prime Minister, I want you to know, I'm not going to take any more countries. All done with that business. Well, that just makes him displease his punch. And so the prime minister, he's a good English lawyer, so he says, would you put that in writing? And so Hitler's foreign minister puts in his notes, he said that Hitler literally leapt for his pen. What? Sure, no more countries for me. There, Neville. And so what's he do? So the world hears that, and the headline is Peace in Our Time. The whole world is just euphoric. Isn't this wonderful? You know who's not euphoric? The Czechs weren't really fired up about that a whole lot. They got sold out. The president of Czechoslovakia heard it on the radio. These countries that had promised to come to their defense. Czechoslovakia means war. We stand for the way that freedom is going to survive is when we stand for principle and righteousness. They sold him out without the flick of a wrist. Didn't even have the courtesy to pick up a phone and tell him. He lands, the prime minister goes back, lands it in London. The place is just ecstatic. The streets are lined with cheering. He tries to go to number 10 Downing Street. Can't even get into his house. The streets are so lined. He goes over to the parliament, standing ovations. Everything is great. They go to Winston Churchill. I said, now, troublemaker, what do you think? He said, no. He said the prime minister faced a very difficult choice, whether to choose war or shame, and he has chosen both. But I said, I'll stick in the mud. So understanding what the story was, he had all the good part. He went ahead and took the rest of Czechoslovakia, and nobody said anything. Well, now they realize it's getting pretty serious. Perhaps Winston knew what he was doing. That was in 38. September 1st, 1939, he then marches into Poland, takes over all of Poland. That's in September 39. By April of 1940, September, October, November, December, January, by April of 1940, he controls all of Europe. He could have been stopped like that, but nobody did anything. Now he controls all of Europe, and now he's turning and coming against the British. And then you know what the British did? Winston. How would you like to be prime minister? And in April of 1940, they elect Winston Churchill prime minister of a country that's going down, the only tip of the thing standing up. And he wrote in his diary that night that he slept the sleep of a newborn babe, content in the knowledge that finally someone was in charge that knew what they were doing. What is my point? The lack of character, the lack of leadership meant that during the course of the war, 55 million people died.